We'll reconvene the hearings. Our next case is 15506, an application of Baytex. All parties interested in this case, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing case 15506 on behalf of Baytex Energy USA Limited. We're going to have three witnesses in this case as well as the case immediately following.
Okay. And who are the witnesses in this case?
Lee Zink, Land, Ben Metz, Geology, and Mark Degenhart will offer some engineering testimony.
Who's the first witness?
Lee Zink.
Mr. Zink, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in these cases?
I do.
Thank you.
Lee, state your full name for the record, please. Spell your last name.
Lee Zink, Z-I-N-K.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Baytex Energy USA.
And you testified
as a landman.
And you testified before the commission previously?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Lee, let's go to the packet of exhibits. Let's go to exhibit L1. Tell me what that is.
L1 is just a general locator map of the proposed Bakken Pool Amendment rules and expansion of 1280 units in Divide County, North Dakota.
L2?
L2 is a zoomed-in version. Outlined in green are the existing Bakken pools, the Whitaker, Ambrose, Bloomer, and Berg Bakken pools. And outlined in red are proposed 1280 spacing units.
Okay, and then...
There are 36 of them.
Great. L3?
L3 just illustrates Baytex's and partners' working interest in the proposed spacing units.
Okay. And in those proposed spacing units where Baytex does not have a majority interest, will Baytex work with the other working interest owners to determine who the operator should be?
Absolutely.
Okay. No further questions of the land witness.
Any staff questions? Mr. Metz, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in these cases? Do you promise to tell the truth in these cases? Mr. Metz, do you promise to tell the truth in these cases?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ben, would you state your full name for the record? Please spell your last name.
William Benjamin Metz, M-E-T-Z.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Baytex Energy. I am a geologist.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, I have.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Ben, let's go to the packet of exhibits, and very quickly, let's go to G1. You want to tell me what G1 is?
G1 is a structure map set on the top of the Bakken shale with a line of cross section noted A to A prime.
Okay, and exhibit G2.
G2 is also a structure map set on the top of the three forks, showing the same line of cross section.
Okay, and then G3.
G3 is an isopach map of the three forks, which is our target zone.
Okay, and then G4.
G4 is the cross section A to A prime, showing the upper middle and lower Bakken and the three F forks.
And these two zones of porosity, the middle Bakken and the three forks, they're continuous across this entire area. Is that correct?
Correct.
And is the middle Bakken or is it the three forks that is the target zone or is it both?
Primarily, we will be starting with the three forks and then possibly in the future targeting the middle Bakken.
No further questions, Mr. Examiner.
Any staff questions? Who's your next witness?
Mark Degenhart.
Mr. Degenhart, do you promise to tell the truth in these cases?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mark, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Degenhardt is D as in dog, E-G-E-N-H-A-R-T.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Employed with Baytex Energy USA in the capacity of Senior Reservoir Engineer.
And you've testified before the Commission previously?
I have under with a different employer.
Yeah, that's fine. But your qualifications were accepted as an expert?
That is correct.
Offer the further testimony as witness of an expert.
Motion granted.
Mark, let's go back to the packet of exhibits. Let's start with E1. Can you quickly tell me what E1 is?
Yes, E1 is the three-fourths reservoir, the rock properties and fluid properties, and also some pertinent economic data.
And why don't you just briefly discuss the economics?
Okay, the economics, primarily the EURs are a lot of type curve analysis on wells in the area, three-fourths wells in the area. I use a reasonable cutoff based on total well life and, of course, honoring initial rates and the shape of the type curve decline from offset production. I've also used the estimates from the rock properties for the original oil in place calculation. And you can see under original oil in place, the last entity under that heading recovery factor, just shy of about a 7% recovery EUR versus or over original oil in place.
Okay, and you want to just discuss your investment, your rate of return, and your payout?
Yes. For the initial oil rate that I show there of 312 barrels a day, declining hyperbolically with a 6% right-hand tail, as I mentioned, the EUR, we get 408 MBO, flat oil pricing of $77 net results in a return on investment of 3.22 to 1, a payout of under 3 years. In fact, I estimate 2.3 years for a total drill, complete, and equip CapEx of, $6.1 million.
Okay, let's go on to the next exhibit, then E2.
Okay, E2 is a wellbore schematic provided to us with the help of Halliburton. You see the 7-inch, through the curve, and then, of course, the packers where they're set in the horizontal lateral, nominal lateral drain hole length of plus or minus 9,000 feet for these stand-up 1280s.
Okay, and then E3.
And then E3, that is a plan view of the well. And you can see from this, it's depicted as a stand-up 1280 surface location, bottom hole location with the offsets from the section line, kickoff point, just below 8,500, again, the 7-inch set, through the curve, and then the horizontal drain hole length extending out, a little over 9,000 feet.
And, Mark, in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect relative rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
That's all the questions I have, Mr. Examiner. We'd offer each one of the exhibits that was identified by the three witnesses.
Exhibits are received. Questions from the staff?
Mark, this is Bruce Six. On exhibit E1, you're showing that there's no gas market. There are some wells in the Ambrose field connected to a gas line. Can you give us an update on what your connections are like?
Bear with me, guys. Your question was asked to the no gas market and the current flaring situation. We are working on a gas market. We are negotiating with gas compressing folks for the investment of running lines, compressing the gas, and knocking out liquids from that gas in the very near future. Those discussions are taking place as we speak.
Okay, so would it be just stripping liquids then and not utilizing the rest of the gas stream?
No, we would be benefiting all of the casing head gas, as residue and liquids coming out of the wet casing head gas stream.
Do you know how far you are from a gas line?
I'm relatively new to Baytex. I've been here a couple months. But my understanding is, it is a fairly significant investment. I think that speaks as to why a lot of folks are flaring up there, because the gas market is so far away from current production. But I do not know how close the nearest gas line is, or the market is from the existing production.
Okay. Well, maybe the next time you come before us, you can give us an update in that area.
Be happy to.
Thank you.
Anything further on the case?
Nothing further.
That concludes the hearing at 15506.